Hi, and welcome to this week's Expert HR podcast with me, Laura Merrilees. Now, having difficult conversations with employees is part and parcel of being a line manager, but many managers dread and avoid them, often preferring to send an email rather than having a face-to-face meeting with the employee. However, line managers can learn the skills and gain the confidence to tackle difficult issues with employees. With me to discuss this is Senior Employment Law Editor, Bar Huberman. Bar, first off, could you take us through some of the areas where managers fall down when having a difficult conversation with an employee?
Well, one common mistake is for managers to skate around the issue rather than confronting it head on. So, say a manager, let's call him Rob, needs to give his team member Adam constructive feedback about how he dealt with a customer. Rob, like many other managers, might approach this by having a one-to-one meeting with Adam, but might go overboard with positive comments first or belittle the issue so as not to offend Adam.
And this sort of approach could lead to misunderstandings though, couldn't it? So what should Rob do in this situation?
Yes, it's partly about adopting a certain frame of mind. If Rob doesn't convey the seriousness of the issue to Adam, then he's unlikely to take on board its significance. So while positive comments can be useful, you shouldn't let this cloud the message, and don't belittle the issue either, because this could result in the employee not taking it seriously. You need to be clear about the issue and explain what the employee should do differently next time.
And getting emotional during a difficult conversation is another common mistake, isn't it? But it's an easy one to make, especially if the manager's disappointed in the employee. Why is it important to avoid getting emotional?
Well, remaining calm and professional will help the manager to get the message across, and it will also encourage the employee to speak openly. Letting personal feelings get in the way can cloud the manager's judgment as well and create an appearance of bias.
So one of the things that managers can do is to remain calm and avoid blame, isn't it?
Yes, it's important for the manager to focus on the issue rather than the person. So that means not expressing an opinion about the employee's personality, sticking to the facts and avoiding generalisations. Also adopting a constructive manner, such as saying that you want the meeting to have a positive outcome and exploring a way forward with the employee rather than telling him or her what's going to happen, can help and encourage joint ownership of the issue.
And presumably, adopting neutral body language and a calm tone of voice will help too.
Sure, there are simple things that managers can do to keep the meeting professional, so not crossing your arms and not speaking loudly, for example.
What should you do if an employee reacts badly, though? Say a manager, Helen, is telling Vicky that she hasn't been selected for promotion and Vicky becomes upset or angry. What should Helen do then?
In this situation, Helen should remain calm but allow Vicky to vent her anger or frustration. This will help to give her a feeling of being listened to. It would also be sensible to explore with Vicky why she hasn't been selected for promotion, perhaps asking her why she thinks this has happened. Helen and Vicky could then agree a plan of action together, so perhaps they can make a list of what Vicky needs to improve on and build a development plan around this, including any organisational support that will help Vicky to improve with a timeline. And Helen should end the meeting by explaining that she wants Vicky to succeed.
Yeah, so Bar, could you just give us your three top tips for handling difficult conversations?
Sure, so starting at number three, make sure you have the setting right. If it's going to be a difficult conversation, then it's probably going to need to be in private.
Yep.
Tip number two would be, don't put the conversation off.
Yeah, and for many managers, the mere thought of talking to an employee about a difficult issue is enough to put them off doing it. But often, in fact, not having the conversation can make things much worse, can't it?
Yes, that's right. So let's give an example. Harry works in a telephone-based customer service role, and his hours are 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. But he's arrived at work 10 minutes to half an hour late every day for the past week. His manager, Sarah, hasn't spoken to him about this yet because otherwise he's a good employee and she doesn't want to seem unnecessarily strict. But this might give Harry good grounds for thinking that actually it's okay to be late and it becomes the norm. If Sarah then decides to address Harry's timekeeping later on, he might have reasonable grounds for getting upset or angry because he's been led into a false sense of security. All of a sudden, this has become a big issue when it could have been nipped in the bud with a quiet word on the first day that Harry was late to work.
And presumably, if Harry seemed to be given more leeway than others, this could lead to a loss of respect among the team for Sarah as the manager for not dealing with the situation and also bad feelings towards Harry.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so going back to your top tips, what's your number one tip?
Well, my top tip is to be prepared, because this is the best way to give you the confidence to handle the conversation. This might mean making notes about what you want to say so that you can put it in the right way and not worry about saying the wrong thing. It would also help to think about what the ideal outcome of the conversation would be. So if you're talking to an employee about her absence record and you want to achieve an improvement, you could use open questions such as "tell me about" and "how do you think" to explore a way forward together. Other ways to prepare for the conversation are gathering relevant information before the discussion so that you have the evidence to back up your points. And for some people, it means practicing what you're going to say beforehand, even though you might feel a bit silly doing it.
These are all really good practical tips, but how can HR teams get their line managers to do all of this, bearing in mind that many managers are promoted and end up managing a team, not in fact for their managerial skills, but for their technical skills?
Well, training and handling difficult conversations is essential, and our line manager briefing should help. It's accompanied by a PowerPoint presentation to help deliver the training. And of course, you can adapt the line manager briefings and include lots of opportunities for delegates to practice their skills with one another. That will help to give them the confidence to deal with real-life difficult scenarios in the future.
Absolutely. Well, thanks ever so much, Bar, for those useful tips on tackling difficult conversations confidently. You can find the line manager briefing that Bar mentioned by going to the tool drop-down menu on the Expert HR homepage and clicking on line manager briefing and then clicking on the communication category. So that brings us to the end of this week's podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Laura Merrilies. We're back again next Friday, but until then, it's goodbye from us.